You're on.
Okay. Tonight, it's, what's the date today? 21st? Okay, Monday, August 21st, 2023, workshop meeting of the Cornish Planning Board in attendance. We have Eve, we have Nancy, we have Kyle.
No.
Still not Kyle.
I know.
Lyle Kyle. I have this mental block with his name. Bob's here, Angel's here, Les is here. We have no Adam, we have no code enforcement officer. So let's just roll right into it. We'll go to item number three, communication sent and received. The only, there's an addition to that. It was a letter of complaint from Tiffany Parent. I think you all got a copy of that if you had a chance to see. It really doesn't have any impact on us other than be aware that there's trouble brewing. You know? I don't know how, if or how Dan has responded to this point, but apparently there's water. The guy that started doing the earth moving behind the Cornish Inn apparently has impacted the natural flow of the water, and Tiffany's complaining because it's moving into her yard. But what's not in the letter, she won't let anybody into her yard. So it's going to be pretty hard to mitigate that unless they just put a whole bunch of dirt in there and get it higher than her yard is, something like that. I don't know how they're going to resolve that. Fortunately, I don't have to deal with it. But we'll throw a copy of that letter into the Cornish Inn file just so that we got one stuck in there. Okay, State of Maine, Department of Economic and Community Development. We have been, as far as I know, we've been set up as a vendor. Should we get some bills coming in for expanded housing, we can use that money to offset some of our expenses. So,
yes, Monique did send that in. I've got a copy of it.
Okay, good. Okay, good, good, good. All right. Old business, Devin Libby. I don't know that there's much more to go over since he's already built the building and it's being used. That should have never gotten to that far along before we got wind of it. So unless someone has something that they've come across or thought about, I would be prepared to vote on this at the business meeting. It's pretty much a rubber stamp, with the exception that I'm going to make him test his water, since he's so close to the aquifer, since he's so close to the resource protection area, that we'll make sure he gets an annual water test just to head off anything should petroleum products head that way or whatever. And the same with Joe Perry. Unless somebody comes up with something real significant during the site walk or in our last week of review, I'm prepared to vote on that. I'm prepared to give him some leeway on the sign, too. I'm pretty doubtful that the Department of Transportation is going to take any action at all to make that a safer location. They've already made their decision. You know, they shortened the sight lines. And,
right, so it'd be hard for them to shorten the sight line and then put a warning sign up.
Understood.
So
understood. So that's probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
It's not a warning sign.
Well,
awareness.
Awareness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
But the Saco River Corridor Commission, I don't know if you happen to read the stuff they sent out, they authorized him for a 6x20 sign, which is bigger than our standard sign ordinance allows. I'm okay with going with a 6x20. You know, the bigger the better, obviously within reason. But I'd give him that. You know, Saco River has done all of the legwork on improving this site and that kind of stuff anyhow. So, like, I can't think of a good reason not to go with their recommendation for the 6x20.
Yeah.
Since I want it noticed anyhow, so.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, some people are going to speed no matter what, but some people, a lot of people, you see a yellow sign, I don't even know if you look at it, it might take my foot off the gas.
Yes.
Just because it's a yellow sign.
Yeah. It's giving you some sort of warning.
Yeah.
So I'll wait until I can read the sign whether I step on the brake or not, but I'll lift headed up to it. That's for sure. So anybody got any thoughts on either one of those two applications? All right. So we'll have the site walk for Joe on Thursday night, 24th. What did we say, 5:30 on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
5:30.
Come if you want. Most of us have been there already. It'll be a nice location. You can pull off the road and up into, there's like a, almost like a pad that you can land on as you pull into the driveway. So, pull up in there. It's going to be buggy, you know, so be prepared. All right, that takes care of that. Brooke Anderson. Got no further information. This is going to be a very short meeting. Nobody shows. Okay. What do you got there?
Minutes. I forgot to put it in.
Oh, yeah. You didn't put it in there. Minutes. Sorry. Anybody got any
corrections
to the August, when was that, August 7th? Is that when we did that? August 7th business?
I just had one word. Capital change to a capital letter under Department of Economics. The economic. That was
one
thing that jumped out.
I want to make sure that you put some sort of comment in the minutes of, well, we don't have to actually transcribe minutes.
For workshops?
For workshops, yeah.
No, according to MMA, we do not.
All right, so we'll just make sure that, well, it's already on record that Tiffany sent in a request. Okay, so that's that. Do we have anything else? Anyway, special town meeting on Wednesday. It's okay.
All right. So, at the historic society meeting the other night.
Yes.
Diane Perkins was looking for someone to speak to the historic guidelines, and I said, "Did you talk to Les? Because it's the planning board that gave it to the selectmen to put on there." And she said, no, she hadn't talked to you. And I said, well, I think my way of thinking, logical thing is that I don't know whether you want to do this much of, this has been something that's been worked on for 2 years.
Oh, yeah. I plan on making a little statement ahead of any conversation that we have about that, about the work that's been done and where we're at and how... I'm just not going to tell you what color to paint your house.
No.
Simple as that, That's unless I might throw out a dig there. If you want more enforcement action, you better fund more legal expense.
Sure.
Talk to the budget committee about that. But here's where you're going to need some help. If you want to clean up the town, you're going to have to bump up your legal expense.
Oh, and I think I don't know how we're going to address another meeting. I was there the other day. It was a five-town meeting. And they were talking about the ADUs. And evidently Baldwin has, one of the selectmen went ahead and did something which they obviously are not going to adopt yet. They're waiting to see if there's anything else that's coming out of Augusta. But they were talking about... we just need the ADUs. And I said, Baldwin and Cornish are not alike. And you can look at the five towns. Each one has its own uniqueness. And I think we have a historic district. Now, whether or not we can put something in as far as an ADU should somehow or other be compatible with the building that you're either attaching it to or you're putting it somewhere near. I don't know, but it's, and probably it's best not to mention it. It's like another can of worms. Should we just leave it? But you know, that's, I think that's gonna be our issue, is looking at how do you preserve the historic sort of setting of the town, and is there any way you can do that? But, which leads me to my next. I know we have the money, and once I knew that Baldwin was literally writing things to put in their ordinance, I thought, well, that's interesting. I wonder if, whether you would want to do it, or would you want to have the planning boards do it, where the heads of the planning boards of the five towns have some communication.
You know, that would not be a bad idea. It's a common problem against multiple locations, yeah.
Yeah, so whether it would be, I don't know, I'll leave that ball on your
Yeah, mind. Let me think about that for a bit, but that might be worth, even without ADUs, it might be worth it to have a quarterly meeting amongst the planning boards just to see how everybody's doing and what they're working on and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Good I think thought. We are the only one that has a historic district, but I'm not sure.
Well, the good thing is most of the houses in the historical district probably don't have the land for it.
Well, that's going in our favor. I don't know that you can count on that. No. And the septic
that's
systems,
really
and there's a whole lot of things that have to fall into place before they can put an ADU in. But we do have language in the ordinance that discusses ADUs.
I think it was the town of Parsonsfield that called last week and wanted to know how we came up with the historical guidelines. So I tried to explain the best I could.
Yeah.
It was a subcommittee off the planning board. So
yeah, that's one of the groups that
that's one of the ones.
I was at a meeting and they started, because Parsonsfield has some gorgeous houses when
they
you
do.
Get out in those back roads.
Yep.
Just beautiful.
Yep. Those big old salt
said,
block ones.
Yeah.
Oh, God, they're
how
pretty.
How are we going to protect those? I'm
Yeah.
Buy them. That's about the only way you can protect it is to own it.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you heard about that too. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they're concerned.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a real good thing.
But anyway, those are my two thoughts.
Okay. Well, that's not a bad thought, though. Let me write myself a note here.
Maybe just tell them they can have one, but it has to be an exact miniature replica of the original.
that would be cute, wouldn't it?
I have nothing else. Anybody got anything? You guys don't feel bad cashing the checks for short meetings like this?
Oh, Dave, have you got any of those checks?
No.
Oh, wait, yours on the big one.
Yeah, I'm the big one.
Did everybody get their checks last week?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, I have a question. They were having a yard sale out of one of the storage units, out of one of the containers the other day.
The containers?
Yeah.
Huh.
So I didn't know what that meant.
I don't know. I haven't seen any activity over there other than they cleaned it all up. I'm going to see the code enforcement officer tomorrow, so I will bring that up with him. There's some sort of activity going on in those storage units. Thank you very much for bringing that to my attention.
I know other towns, if they don't pay their rent, the owner of the storage people will do a yard sale.
Yep, and I'm sure Jamie does that. He runs ads.
It was more about the not being allowed to do it yet.
Yeah, because he's not really approved to do anything with
those.
Oh,
the new storage unit. Okay, I misunderstood. Take that back.
The containers.
In front of the new one.
Yep.
And there's a sign on it that says...
Rent one today.
Container, right, so...
Well, unless he did do that and moved it from...
Well, that's what I mean. All I did
is...
Yeah.
I thought about pulling in and trying to buy something like...
No, you don't need to.
Stay out of it, though.
No, you don't need
to. Yeah, it could have been his own stuff, and he's allowed to do that. But...
We'll have the code enforcement officer take a look at
it's
it.
It's just too bad.
Nobody has anything else? This is great. Well, I'm not going to make you people sit here hoping someone will show up. If there's no other business, I would entertain a motion to, you know, close this one down.
So moved.
Second.
Seconded, thirded.
Conversation, discussion, all in favor? The time is 6:49.
It makes up for pre-COVID when you need to realize.